From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist has gained the endorsement of the largest gay rights groups in the state and the country. Equality Florida and the D.C.-based Human Rights Campaign announced their support yesterday. Crist told the Miami Herald that as governor, he would try to convince voters and the attorney general to repeal the state constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Attorney General Pam Bondi is currently defending the ban in a federal lawsuit.
There's a bully pulpit that comes with the office of governor, and I think you can appeal to the people of Florida, maybe call the attorney general and ask her to let individuals in the state of Florida live their lives and keep your nose out of their private life.
The former Republican governor had previously supported the ban, but months before announcing his candidacy last year, Crist switched and said he supports gay marriage. Meanwhile, income inequality continues to be a major issue in the Sunshine State. Florida has the country's eighth largest gap between the rich and the poor. A new study from the Pew Charitable Trust shows only six states and the District of Columbia fare worse. Miami-Dade County is in the top 20th percentile for income inequality. Palm Beach is in the top 27th percentile. Jake Grovem is one of the authors of the study. He says there are concerns that the wealth gap hurts the economy overall.
The argument is often something along the lines of put more money in the pockets of these people and it'll help boost the economy. If they don't have money, they won't be spending.
Grovem says the recession only made income inequality worse, but Florida's recent job growth could help. Without income tax, he says, Florida cannot put as much money in its social safety net. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.